Brain Training for Business, Module 4, Aspects of the Mind for Success. This hypnosis meditation is designed to help you recognize that you can be successful and to bring to your mind all of your gifts, talents, and the recognition of you to your business and success. As you recognize your gifts and talents, you boost your confidence and bring all of your inner resources and experience to your work and business.
And sit back and relax and allow yourself to get comfortable and just settling into the present moment. Allow yourself to be right here, right now. And taking in a deep, gentle breath, breathing that breath in. Filling your lungs, holding that breath. Gather up stress, tension, worry. Focus it into your lungs and release it as you exhale. And taking in another deep and gentle breath, breathing that breath in. Filling your lungs, holding that breath, gather up stress, tension, worry, focus it into your lungs, and release it as you exhale. And just allowing your mind and body system to feel more and more relaxed with every breath, feeling more and more comfortable. And allow yourself to just settle into feeling good in your body, being right here, right now, and breathing easily and naturally. And now imagine the healing light, much like the light of the sun, beginning to shine down through the top of your head, letting it flow through your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your back, letting that healing light pour through your body, as if it's washing away all of the stress, all of the worry, washing it down to the bottoms of your feet, as if the bottoms of your feet are opening up, and all of the difficulty is simply washing away, down to be recycled. And as that healing light flows through you, you can even feel it soaking into the cells and tissues of your body, even as if it's soaking into the inner lightness of you and feeling that light up the space around you. Letting it fill the space around you as if that light is wrapping around you much like a bubble, until it feels as if you're wrapped in a bubble of light. Notice the edges of the bubble are much like a filter, allowing the positives to come in, but the negatives simply bounce off and fade away. And you can relax into that bubble. Notice how each person has their own bubble, and they get to choose what they keep in their bubble, and you get to choose what you keep in your bubble. And now feel that light wrapping around you, and you can pull it in closer, or you can expand it out farther. And for now, just let it pull in closer into the outline of your body, as if it's merging with your skin. And now becoming very aware of your body, feel the pull of gravity, heavier and heavier, heavier and heavier. And now simply reverse it, reversing gravity, feeling lighter and lighter, lighter, more free, almost as if you're floating. And in your mind's eye, see a set of stairs traveling down to the deeper part of your expanded mind. And I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. With each number that I count, allow yourself to take a step down the set of stairs and to relax just more and more deeply. 10, feeling an easiness. 9, more and more comfortable. 8, relaxing deeper and deeper. 6, more and more comfortable. 5, relaxing even easier now. 4, more and more relaxed. 2, so comfortable. So relaxed. And 1, all the way to the bottom of the set of stairs. And at the bottom of the stairs, a room opens in front of you. It's a very plush and comfortable room. And you can create whatever you'd like in this space. With a wave of your hand, you can change the colors on the walls. With the wave of your hand, you can change the flooring under your feet. Go ahead and take a moment to create the most comfortable, the most relaxing space. And looking across the room, you'll see a hallway. Go ahead and walk down the hallway. One step, another step. One step, another step. And walking down the hallway, a room opens in front of you. And it's a conference room with a round table. And go ahead and walk into the conference room. And now as you sit at the table, we're going to invite the aspects of your mind that can help you be successful. And go ahead and watch them take their seats. There might be some aspects of your mind that you recognize. There may even be others that you hadn't noticed that can be helpful in being successful, in building your business, in reaching the people you want to reach. As you look around the table, notice all of the parts of your mind, the aspects of your mind that are represented here. And thank all of them for showing up for you to help you in this process of being successful and bringing your gifts and talents into the world to help others and to be more at choice in your own life. And as you look around, I want you to call forward the technician, the part that represents your skills, what you know how to do, maybe what you've trained for, maybe it's certifications, or maybe it's inner knowing, a skill set that you were born with. As that part comes forward, notice how it's represented. It may have a face, or it may even just be a shape or a light. Notice how it shows up for you. And thanking that part of your mind for working with you. And as you recognize that part and how it helps you be good in your talent, in your craft, you can call on it now in the future. And now I want you to invite forward the entrepreneur part of you. This is the part that does know how to create a business with all that you've been learning. As being a participant of others' businesses, you already know so much of what it takes to be successful, to create that experience for your clients. So inviting the entrepreneur part forward. This part might also be good at sales or managing money. You might also be recognizing what people are looking for and how to help them find what they need. Notice the gifts and talents represented by this part, by the entrepreneur, the business owner. Can see the bigger picture, can recognize the opportunities, the possibilities, and recognize how this part is represented, how it shows up for you. It might be a face, a character. It might have a color, an image, a shape. And thanking that part for coming forward to work with you. And now we're going to call up the manager. This is the day-to-day tasking. It knows how to take the big picture and break it down into small, manageable steps. The manager knows how to manage your time, how to create priorities, how to stay focused on what's important and still get the detail work done along the way. And you already have a lot of experience with the manager. There are things that you're already doing that are detailed and task-oriented and specific actions that you're doing every day. And notice how this part shows up for you. What does it look like? Does it have a shape, a color? Is there a feeling about it? Does it have a personality? And thanking this part for showing up for you. And now noticing all of these parts gathering around the table. You might want to also acknowledge any other part that is useful, helpful in your success. So take a moment to do that now, to just acknowledge all of these aspects of your mind that are showing up to work with you. And now I want you to imagine putting on the center of the table the goal, the plan that you are creating. Recognize that there is the plan that you're working for and the higher why, the reason that you are committed to doing your business and to being successful, because success means that it will last. And now you might even ask a question. As you see the vision of your business and your creation in the center of the table, creating a picture of that, and now asking, what can each of these parts bring to this vision of success? Give it a moment and just notice whatever comes to mind, thoughts, pictures, images, words, feelings. You might even get ideas about your next step. So recognize how you're moving forward. For any challenge that you have, any problem that you face, Your mind can help you find the answers, find the resources or opportunities. So thanking all of these parts of your mind for showing up to work with you. And just take a mental note of any of the ideas, the inspiration, the insight that came forward in this process. And it's time to head back now, walking back up the set of stairs as you thank the parts of your mind for working with you. Heading back to the set of stairs, and I'm going to count from 1 back to 10. And as I do, you can bring back with you the wisdom and insight from listening to these aspects of your mind. Step 1. You can recognize all that you are already learning. Step 2. That as a consumer of other businesses, you already know aspects of customer care, how you want to be treated, and what you would want as your experience. And you can easily apply that to your own professionalism. Step 3, recognize you are becoming more and more professional in the process, in ways that really work for you as you're stepping into this role. And 4, and you can recognize all of your gifts and talents that support you along the way, whether it's talents about your craft, your service, or whether it's the talents that help you do the tasks that move you forward day by day. And 5, and recognize that you are becoming more and more successful as you keep your focus on what you are creating. And 6, and you can find the answers, find the solutions to overcoming the challenges along the way. And 7, and recognize each challenge is like a stepping stone, that as you step up to that next level, you become even more empowered for moving forward in your business. 8, bringing your awareness back to yourself, feeling good in your body. 9, coming back to the room. And 10, coming all the way back now, you can open your eyes, wiggle your fingers and toes as you are ready, coming all the way back now.